Okay, Ani, Bujo, Sego, Sagole. I'd also like at this time to thank some volunteers of Smoke Signals who have, above and beyond the call of duty, have come in and helped us out here while we've been away traveling and going out to get information, get the footage that we bring back to you when we come back. And we want to publicly thank Connie. Who was our host 2 weeks ago? Want to thank Les Cardinal and Jessica Smith, who came in last week to host the show. And the week prior to that, Andy Stevens, who came in with his guest, Stephen State, and who are going to be taking part in an event on March the 19th at the London Public Library. It's a Wednesday night. And it's a night to commemorate the International Day to Eliminate Racism. And normally this would have taken place on March the 21st, I believe, which is a Friday, but I believe the library is booked that night. So they're going to do it on the 19th. So we hope that you may want to come out and see this public event. There's many community groups that are organized to take part and give presentations. And Mary Lou and I will be doing the closing ceremony for that evening. We've been involved now for the past three or 4 years and in this event, so it's growing, it's getting bigger, it's getting better. Now we're going to hear some announcements of different events taking place in and around London territory and surrounding area.
Miigwech, Dan. You can look forward to the full moon that will occur on February the 22nd, and the next new moon won't be until March the 9th.
Antelos is hosting a women's circle to take place every Tuesday from 1 to 3 p.m. There will be alternate craft and topic days. Bring your conversations, comments, ideas, and good company. Refreshments will be available, and you can call 438-0068 and speak to Alice for further information.
The Dreamcatchers Poetry Writing Club, which is still happening at Antelos on Wednesdays from 7 till 9. For further information, you can contact Gloria at 438-0068.
The Antelos Men's Circle meets every Monday night at 7 p.m. at Antelos. Call 438-0068 and ask for Pat for further information.
On Wednesday, February 12th at 8 p.m. on CBC, you'll be able to watch the biography of musician, producer, actor, sex symbol, and star of CBC's North of 60, Tom Jackson. In this film, Tom Jackson talks candidly about the twists and turns of his life, his struggle for survival, and his descent in self-destruction and despair. The film traces the roots of his music, acting, and philanthropy, and includes rare footage of concerts, movies, and stage performances. Life and Times, The Big Guy, is narrated by Graham Greene, and also on February 13th, the following night, you can watch the Aboriginal Achievement Awards, which will be on CBC at 8 o'clock.
There will be another Elders Conference happening at Trent University on February 14th, 15th, and 16th, and you can contact Trent University in Peterborough for more details.
Feel like dancing? There's going to be a Valentine's dance at Moravian Town on Friday, February the 14th, out at the community center. The proceeds from this dance will benefit the Moravian Town Ladies baseball team, and the dance will begin around 8 p.m. with music by a DJ. A light lunch will be served around midnight.
The Cross Cultural Learners Center and the Center for Social Concern at King's College welcome you to join in an informative dialogue against systemic racism in the criminal justice system. This evening event will feature Carmita Gentles, who is the mother of Robert Gentles, who was killed at Kingston Penitentiary by six prison guards on October 24th, 1993. And Marcia Simon, who is a member of the Stony Point First Nations. She will be speaking about the shooting death of Dudley George by the OPP on September 6, 1995. This will take place on February 19th at King's College in the Student Lounge, scheduled to begin at 7 p.m. For further information, contact Sue Vellamore at 432-1133.
If you're interested in a career at all, you can contact the Aboriginal Employment Counseling and Career Planning Training Program in Toronto at 964-9087. The startup date for the new session is February 17th till March 31st. This program is intended for those people who want to develop better life skills as well as refine communication skills, especially those pertaining to the competitive job market. With the guidance and assistance of counselors and staff, participants will take the program in developing a personal action plan outlining the skills and experience needed in order to secure employment and/or relevant training that will address individual needs, career aspirations, and lifestyles. Call Leslie Davis or Sam McLeod at the Native Canadian Centre in Toronto at 416-964-9087.
The Midwinter Midewin ceremonies of the Three Fires Lodge are scheduled to take place on February 19th to the 23rd at Lac du Flambeau Ojibwe Reserve in Lac du Flambeau, Wisconsin. There will be teaching and sharing offered to non-members. There will be a jingle dress healing dance. All Anishinaabe are welcome, as are all people who are interested in learning and sharing in the effort to bring peace and understanding between all people, children of the earth and the creator. For more information, contact Suzanne Jacobs at 438-0068.
Bill Tushkenig will be the featured speaker at the Unitarian Fellowship of London at 29 Victoria Street on February 23rd at 10:30 a.m. The subject that Mr. Tushkenig will be addressing is Aboriginal History Must Be Rewritten. For further information, you can contact Harold at 453-5452.
Join everybody at the Unitarian Fellowship of London for their Medicine Wheel series that will feature Yvonne Lynham Armstrong, who is the Executive Director of ATLOS, Native Family Services. She is the member of the Sucre Clan of the Potawatomi Nation at Kelly and Stony Point. Her native family name is Maduk, which means Spirit Keeper. Yvonne will be at the Unitarian at 29 Victoria Street beside Gibbons Park, and there's plenty of free parking, on February 26th at 7:30 to discuss working to overcome family violence, healing circles.
There is a Youth Canada Poster Challenge. The Canada Day Poster Challenge invites young people 18 years of age and under to create a poster that illustrates what Canada means to them. The artwork of the national finalists becomes the official poster used across the country for Canada Day and activities that start on June 21st, which is National Aboriginal Day. Submission deadline is February 28th. For information, contact the Canada Day Committee Office, care of Canadian Heritage, 5160 Yonge Street, Suite 500, Toronto, M2N6L9.
There will be a border crossing at the Blue Water Bridge at Port Huron, Michigan, across from Sarnia on March 1st. For more information, contact the Chippewas of Sarnia at 336-8410.
There's all kinds of stuff happening in Toronto at the 4th Annual Aboriginal Music Fest beginning March 4th and lasting until March the 8th. The first workshop on March the 4th is all that Aboriginal musicians need to gain a full grasp of the technological capabilities available in these fast-paced times. Alternative Res Rhythms is a concert showcase of the contemporary musicians that features new and exciting talent from all over the country. You'll hear many spirited Native musicians like Becky Miller from North Bay, Derek Miller from Six Nations, Don Ross from the Maritimes, Jenny Lozon from Mountain Vancouver, Murray Porter from Six Nations, Chief Jeff Monet from Christian Island, and Three Wheel Drive, a trio from Six Nations. Alternative Res Rhythms begins at 8 p.m. on March the 8th at the Colored Stone. Admission is $10 at the door of the Colored Stone on Richmond Street in Toronto. And wrapping up on March the 8th, there will be a community honoring ceremony and social, all happening at the Toronto Native Canadian Centre at 16 Spadina Road in Toronto. For more information, contact Patricia Waukee at 416-536-6195.
There will be a mini elders conference in Toronto on March 7th, 8th and 9th at York University in Toronto. The elders are Jackie Lavallee, Rose Noganosh, Tom Porter, and Jake Thomas. The host drum will be Eagle Heart, and all drums are welcome. For more details, and this is a free event, contact the First Nations Aboriginal Students Association, Room 103, McLaughlin College, York University, 4700 Keele Street, North York. Telephone number 416 736-2100, extension 40383, and the contact person is C. Isaacs.
Interested in hockey? First Nations Day with the Buffalo Sabres versus the New Jersey Devils is a bus package being offered by the Toronto Canadian Centre at 964-9087 and Bruce Stark at 416-599-0631. The best seats in the house will run you $75, which are 100 level seats, and the other remaining seats will cost $40, which are 300 level seats. Tickets are available on a first-come, first-served basis. The big game will be on March the 9th, beginning at 7:05 in Buffalo, New York.
Since before recorded time, human beings have strived to know the balance between the natural and spiritual worlds, and the role we play within those worlds. According to Native tradition, there was always a special person in each tribe that one could go for answers to dreams, visions, and future events. These special people are called tellers or seers. Well-known Tuscarora seer Ted Silverhead from Powell's Well, North Carolina, is coming to the Native Canadian Center at 16 Spadina Road daily from Monday, May 26th till Saturday, May 31st from 11 a.m. till 8 p.m. Ted Silverhead is a member of the Sagarissa family, known and acclaimed as seers for generations. A Pawnee medicine man, recognizing Silverhead's special gifts, gave him the name Pahokatiwa, which means he walks among the stars. All of Silverhead's readings are conducted on a spiritual level in the Native tradition, much the same as Indian seers have done for thousands of years. You must phone Pat Turner at 416-964-9087 to book an appointment by April 11th and have your payment made by April 25th. The cost is $75, and that will get you a 40-minute session with Ted Silverhead and an AV tape of your session. The May 31st date is already booked, so hurry, phone now.
The 11th Annual Elders Gathering will be held April 19th and 20th at the Howard Johnson Hotel at 475 Yonge Street in Toronto. The theme for this year's gathering will be A History of Healing, Living a Good Life. For more information, contact area code 416-964-9087.
And finally, we here at Smoke Signals Radio Program would like to say Nyawe and Miigwech to the following Native newspapers and magazines who send copies of their publications to Smoke Signals free of charge in order that we can have the latest in news and information to offer to our Smoke Signals listening audience. The newspapers are Tekawanagi from Six Nations, the Eastern Door from Mohawk Country at Ganawage, Kitu all the way from Sechel, BC, Anishinaabeg News from North Bay, which is a publication of the Union of Ontario Indians, News from Indian Country from Hayward, Wisconsin, Turtle Island News, a weekly published out of Six Nations Iroquois Territory with Mohawk Linda Palace as editor, Agwegong, which is a quarterly publication based out of Cornell University in Ithaca, New York, Wawate, all the way from Sioux Lookout in Northern Ontario, Indian Time from Akwesasne, the Akwesasne Quarterly Magazine, which is a publication based out of Akwesasne, which borders on Ontario, Quebec, and New York, and we have just started receiving a beautiful quarterly magazine titled Indian Artist, which is sent to us all the way from Santa Fe, New Mexico. If you'd like information on subscribing to any newspaper or magazine that is mentioned on our show, please call at 661-2111, extension 5083, and we'll get the information out to you. And that's all I have for now.
Miigwech, Nyawe, Mary Lou, and Jessica. I just have one announcement to add to that. The Native Indian and Inuit Photographers Association presents Video Binge 2, and this is put on at the Ontario Workers Arts and Heritage Center on Stewart Street in Hamilton. It is a First Nations video festival, and you can phone them for more information if you're interested in attending this important event by calling INIPA, that's the Native Indian Inuit Photographers Association, at 905-529-7477. This will take place on February 21st to the 23rd, which is two weekends. Next weekend is the Trent University Elders Conference. The weekend after that is NEPA's Video Binge 2 event. Now, the opening ceremonies will begin on Friday, February 21st at 7 o'clock with a reception and an art opening taking place at the NEPA Gallery. Okay, that's located in Hamilton. On Saturday, February 22nd, the opening of the whole event, the whole festival, will be taking place with Jake Thomas, Cayuga Hereditary Chief, conducting the opening ceremonies at 9:30 on Saturday, February 22nd. And then screenings will take place throughout the day, starting at 10 o'clock. And there will be an artist talk with screening taking place from 10 to 12 with Alanese Obanswin. Alanese Obanswin is an Abenaki from Quebec. Oh, I'm sorry, she's Algonquin from Quebec. And then there will be a workshop also from 10 to 12 by Stephen Loft. Lunch from 12 to 1. Screenings from 1:30 to 5 throughout the afternoon. But there will be an artist talk with screening with Mike Dockstader, who came to the university late last year. There will be a workshop with Craig Lewis also. These will take place from 1 o'clock to 3 o'clock. And music and entertainment will be featured in the evenings from 7 o'clock to 10 o'clock. The next day, the last day, Sunday, February 23rd, there will be a welcome address by Yvonne Miracle from 9:30 to 10 o'clock. There will, then will be a talking circle from 10 o'clock to 4 o'clock. And then there will be another artist talk screening with Gary Farmer from 10 o'clock to 12 o'clock. And then from 1 o'clock to 4 o'clock, there will be some premiere screening, first time ever seen. And then there will be an award ceremony, closing ceremonies, from 4 o'clock to 5 o'clock, also at the main hall. So this is all taking place in Hamilton in 2 weekends. So hopefully we will be getting out to that ourselves. Hopefully we will be bringing back to you what Michael Dockstader, what Gary Farmer, what Alanese Obanswin all have to share, because they are the premier film and video storytellers that have been in that business for a long, long time. Right now we want to, I think we may be coming to a close for this week. We have scheduled right now Robbie B and the Boys from the Rez, and this is from their CD entitled Reservation of Education. This is distributed by Soar Records, Sounds of America Records, and this is the song Ebony Warrior here on Smoke Signals.